Today, here on You and the Law, attorney David Adams is here, and we're talking about what's usually called the scaffold law.
The phrase that's always used is scaffold law. Does it always have to be a scaffold?
No, actually, a scaffold law is what it was referred to back when it was first brought up, quite early in the century, actually. Now it refers to any type of injury which someone sustains which is related to gravity. It includes ladders, it includes scaffolds, man lifts, people falling off roofs, people falling off of walkways, for instance.
There must be a lot of these cases.
I see a fair number. It's what I do primarily in my practice. There are a fair number. If you look at the decisions which come out from the appellate divisions and the Court of Appeals, there tend to be a fair number of decisions. Whether or not there are a lot of these cases or not, I don't know what to compare it to. I mean, there aren't nearly as many as there are car accidents and lawsuits stemming from that, per se. So I don't know how to define a lot.
It's inconvenient to be wearing the safety harness because you keep tripping over the wire, the cable, whatever that's supposed to protect you.
Well, that might be one reason. I mean, sometimes it's the press of the job that they're in a hurry to finish on time. Sometimes it's simply an error. It's a mistake. I knew I should have worn the safety harness, and I don't know why I didn't clip in. I was right there. I should have clipped in. I knew it. There is a third aspect of that. It not only has to be an approved, appropriate safety device, and it has to be provided to them, but they also need to be instructed to have used that safety device. That's an important, you know, there are the three aspects of that defense.
A worker comes in, or his survivors or heirs or whatever, and he's been hurt or killed on the job. How complicated is it to decide there's a case here?
Well, in order to determine whether or not there truly is a labor law case, there are four steps that you take. The first step is whether or not the defendant, in other words, the parties that they would sue, are appropriate parties. That can be the owner of the property, as long as the property is not a one- or two-family home. There is an exception to the labor law for one- and two-family homes. In other words, if you call someone and say, hey, I'd like you to put a new roof on my home, and you are the owner of the home, you live in the home, it's for residential purposes, as long as you don't, what they call, supervise, direct, and control the means and method by which the work is being done. In other words, tell them, hey, why don't you put your ladder over here, or, you know, why don't you take that nail out of there first before you do this? If you're not doing that, if they are deciding how to do their work, you, as a one- or two-family homeowner, are exempt from the labor law, as long as you're not doing it for commercial purposes. The next thing you have to determine is whether or not the project itself is covered. And when we're talking about the scaffold law, we're talking about just one section of the labor law. That's section 240 sub 1. And for that, the whether or not the project is covered has to do with what tasks are being undertaken. Is it construction that's being done? Is it repair that's being done? Is it an alteration? Is it cleaning, which is a portion of a construction project? Is it pointing? And there are other things which are not covered, such as, let's say, routine maintenance. There's a light bulb burned out. Light bulb's burned out. If I'm climbing a ladder to replace a light bulb, even though I'm working from an elevated work site, if that ladder fails and I fall, it is still not a labor law case because the task I was undertaking is not one of the enumerated ones under the statute. After that, you have to make sure that the plaintiff himself, in analyzing the case, is an appropriate plaintiff. He cannot be a volunteer. He has to be a person who's being paid to do work, and it has to be the type of work that is covered under the labor law. If I'm putting on a new roof and I fall off a scaffold, if I'm putting up, if I'm mason, putting up brick and block, and I fall off a scaffold, that's an appropriate case. If, on the other hand, I'm the person who's driving the coffee cart and I'm delivering coffee to somebody, hey, you want a cup of coffee? You up on the scaffold and I fall, then I'm not one of the people the statute is designed to protect. Also, if I'm a volunteer, there's a famous case where they're building on a gun range, they're building a new shed, and someone's on a ladder on the roof, falls off the roof and is hurt. He is a volunteer, not being paid for his time. Therefore, it winds up being not a labor law case. And after that, you'd have to talk about what the type of project is that's being done again. You know, is it the repair or is it maintenance? Because maintenance is not covered. Repair is.
David Adams has been here, and we've been talking about the scaffold law. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.